A federal court jury has convicted the founder of Adelphia Communications and one of his sons of fraud and conspiracy. John Regas and his son were key players in what prosecutors said was a massive scheme to defraud shareholders and loot company assets. The jury failed to reach a verdict on most of the charges against a third Regas family member, and it acquitted altogether one co-defendant. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
John Regas was an immigrant's son who built a small-town Pennsylvania business into one of the nation's largest cable TV companies, Adelphia Communications. Yesterday, his glory days seemed unequivocally behind him. Sitting in a federal courtroom, the 79-year-old businessman, who suffers from cancer, heard himself pronounced guilty of securities fraud, bank fraud, and conspiracy. His son Timothy, the company's chief financial officer, was also convicted. There was some good news. The jury acquitted Regas's other son, Michael, of some charges and couldn't reach a verdict on others. Afterward, Michael brushed past reporters outside the courtroom and let his attorney, Andrew Levander, do the talking.
Michael, your reaction?
It's a bittersweet day. Thanks very much.
The Regases were accused of hiding some $2 billion in debt from the company's shareholders. Prosecutors said they also diverted $100 million in company funds for their private use. John Regas once used the company plane to fly two Christmas trees to his daughter in New York. Prosecutors said the company also paid $25 million to secure the timber rights on land near Regas's home to preserve the view. Witnesses testified that Tim Regas was behind the most glaring financial manipulations, but his brother Michael's role was murkier. Attorney Kirby Barra, who's been following the case, says it's no surprise the jury had trouble convicting Michael.
I think at least with regard to the Regas trio, the evidence against Michael Regas was far less significant than those against the father, John Regas, or the other son, Timothy.
The jury also acquitted the fourth defendant altogether. Michael Mulcahy was Adelphia's assistant company treasurer. Prosecutors say he signed off on the illegal use of funds. They nicknamed him Mike Okay to Pay Mulcahy. Mulcahy staunchly denied any wrongdoing, and he was the only one of the four defendants to testify. His attorney, Mark Mahoney, spoke to reporters yesterday.
Well, it's a great relief to have this over with finally and have Mr. Mulcahy acquitted. I believed in his innocence all along, and many other people did as well, and we couldn't be happier that the jury has also agreed.
In his testimony, Mulcahy stood up for his co-defendants. He said what appeared like looting of the company treasury by the Regases was really just a series of loans. And Mulcahy's lawyer said the evidence against Michael Regas was especially slim. In fact, Michael Regas's fate is unclear right now. The judge ordered jurors to resume deliberating on the remaining charges against him today. But the fact that the jury is deadlocked is likely to work in his favor. Attorney Kirby Barra says there's another factor complicating the outcome of this case. He says a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last month has raised big doubts about the constitutionality of federal sentencing guidelines. Before, he says, judges could determine sentences in fraud cases based in part on how much money investors lost.
Today, it's up to the jury, number one, and number two, it's by the very, very difficult standard of beyond a reasonable doubt. And that could work to the defendant's great benefit by substantially reducing the figure that is used to calculate their jail time.
Barra says ordinarily John and Tim Regas would receive substantial prison terms. That could still happen, he says, but they also could walk away with lighter sentences than they would have received before the Supreme Court issued its ruling. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.